Andy, Tiernan always says after every victory, it's only 3 points, it's only 3 points. That's 12. Now, you've picked up on the spin and you're doing it in a really classy, skilled way.
Yeah, I think I mentioned before, and Gavin mentioned last week about, I think we've done it tonight in the best way possible, scoring 7 goals and 7 really good goals. Bit of flair, bit of energy and a performance. There was forward runs, there was passes, there was flicks around corners, there was skill. And it was lovely to watch. But again, as we showed the last couple of weeks here, we've managed to dig in games as well and see the dirty side of us, where we've went 1-0 up and we've had to defend our goal and defend our box really well, and defenders had to count on them. Brian made an absolute superb save some pats away. So again, we've showed two different sides of our game. But it's obviously nice when the fans come tonight and they see football like that, 4-0 up at half time. You can't complain. And we go on the second half and score another 3 goals. So it's good, good night all around for us.
And of course, the first thing you spoke about here tonight was the 2 you conceded.
Yeah, Seamus, I know you don't see him much, but he'll be absolutely watching that M2 goals and kicking himself, and he'll be grinning at the TV screen. But listen, it's annoying. It's actually really frustrating because we were so dominant, so in control in the first half, and it goes 4-1, and you're like, oh no, come on! And then obviously we get the 2 goals, but again, they can see that second goal. It's just poor. It's poor from our part. It's poor from our heart. And I think the boys will be kicking themselves now, but we've got to focus on the positives and build on.
A couple of new signings. They're going to have to be really good to get into this team.
Yeah, and they are. And that's why we signed them. They're quality players, Alex and Lee Frizz. They're very good players. They've settled into the squad really well so far in training. They're two really, really good lads. Lads that want to work really hard. You can sense that off them already. I'm sure them sitting there watching probably the last 2 or 3 games since they've seen they were going to come. I'm sure they're chomping about to play in this team. I think anybody signing for this football club sees football like that and seeing 2 different sides of our team and come to Brandywell packed out and fans. It would be an absolute joy to come to this team and play in. So they'll be chomping at the bit, but again, really, really healthy competition now. Boys know they've got to be on their game to stay in that team.
The work rate in the team is exceptional.
Yeah, I think that's been the massive difference, I think, over the last 4 games. And again, it just breeds confidence. When you're running hard and you're fighting hard, when you're on the ball and you're playing that type of football, it's superb. I think Sad's come back in the team. It's gives us that platform to play. But you got to look at the work rate off the ball. When we lose it, it feels like we've got about 50 players in the park. There's players all over the place. Mickey Duffy tracking back, Gavin White tracking back, and really starting to press from the top. So it's a joy to watch both on the ball and off the ball at the minute.
And just a word on the quality of some of those goals tonight.
Absolutely superb. Boyce's 3 finishes are quality. Sads hits one from 25 yards and breaks a bar and goes in. I think the set play was well worked. We worked on it during the week. It come off, and then Gavin White gets his goal. So listen, it's superb. Not many times you sit here and you go 7 goals and you can't remember them all, but it was a joy. We're absolutely delighted.